This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sam and Greg, so yesterday's action, you didn't see much of it, but you didn't really miss a whole lot.
You don't think so?
But one thing I did notice, and getting to the Georgia game, just taking a second, if I had to reach for something, was their red zone play in the first half. And they addressed that. So what I saw at the end of the day, though I had some issues with that, and you could see the frustration on Jacob Fromm's face, and he actually went into a couple sideline meetings. They showed when the offensive line got together, he stuck his face up in there, and they had some animated conversations.
Choice words.
And the guys were talking about, well, I don't know if anybody screamed at each other.
But he's being very selective.
But you know what that was? Leader. And we saw the result of it. That's a championship team. Okay, some problems. Went there, worked them out, made the adjustments, and it came out and we saw the final score. But that's about the only thing I can think of. And the fact that I was kind of upset that Holyfield didn't get seven more yards.
He needed
7, yeah. And it was 93 yards. Back-to-back weeks where both running backs got over 100 yards. Were that to happen.
Wow.
But he ended with 93. So, I don't see the hiccup coming from them. Yesterday you weren't here. I talked about... You know, and that includes, you know, our friends at Georgia Tech. Sorry, but you ain't handling this team this year. I said that I think Georgia's ascension into that Final Four will come from Notre Dame. I didn't think it was going to happen yesterday. I think it's going to be from a team that's actually sitting at 5-4 right now, and that's USC, because it's going to come from a rival. All right? I think this is the year that Michigan gets past Ohio State. That's going to be their big problem. Alabama's going to run the table. I think Clemson's got no problems. This is just me. I think Notre Dame is going to have a loss that's going to bump Georgia in to that final playoff spot.
No, I don't think so. I think Notre Dame's there. I think they go all the way. And to me, in a way, is it kind of like having a second ACC team? I mean, they're an independent, but they play 5 ACC teams every year that makes up their schedule. And you figure by them being a quasi-member of a conference, it adds a little more validity to their schedule, because people said over the years, well, they still play the military schools. They're always going to play Stanford. They're always going to play Southern Cal. All these certain teams they always play. But now you get these guys from the ACC that end up on their schedule, like Florida State. Beginning of the year, that was supposed to be a huge game for them. Wasn't much for them last night.
Nope.
So, I mean, that's
– And they wore them ugly green jerseys.
It seems like every time
they wear those, they lose.
Yeah. They came out.
Nah, last night it wasn't the case.
It was not the case. So I think Notre Dame runs the table. There's nobody there to stop them. I think the big thing comes down really to this SEC championship game and what happens there. If Georgia goes there and beats Alabama, then what? You know, to me, that's the big question. Do you still let Alabama into the party?
That's what everybody's saying. They're saying they're still going to get in.
But that's the thing. Are you going to squeeze out Notre Dame? No, you would not squeeze out Notre Dame. And if Michigan does what they look like they're going to do up in the Big Ten right now, you're not going to squeeze them out either. So, I mean, that's the whole question. Who's out? You know, Georgia wins the conference championship game. They're in it. I don't know whether this leaves Saban and Alabama. And, I mean, a lot of people want Alabama in, obviously, because of what they've done.
We saw what happened last year. They didn't even win it. They got in.
Because of the intrigue that they bring to. And the way they've been just handling their business. They didn't, like, break the scoreboard on Mississippi State last night, and I still say if they played that game in Starkville, Mississippi State maybe give them a tougher time than they gave them in Tuscaloosa. They did what they had to do to get the win. I just think, you know, that makes the spotlight even hotter on what happens at Mercedes-Benz Stadium next month.
Again, I started this off with, you know, Georgia's ascent into that Final Four. You know, we all want to see that happen.
Right.
Obviously, going to be the SEC championship game played here, but you don't get that taste of that championship out of your mouth like this Georgia team is trying to do and pretending like it didn't happen. And I'm sure, yeah, they've moved on, but it's still there. It's still there, man. And it's still there even for those of us who have no connection with that university in this program. Man, them dudes were one play away. And yeah, I want to see him get back. I don't want to see Notre Dame there. And I just think of the four. And again, we went into this conversation yesterday, coming off the heels of, we didn't think anything was going to happen with the top two, especially Clemson putting 77 points up last week.
Right.
You know, so I thought that between Michigan and Notre Dame was the one that was going to have a hiccup. Because for whatever reason, Michigan is, they're playing in a way that it seems like finally everything is coming. And I'm not saying this because of, you know, this is one of the arguments I have in my house. I don't care about the University of Michigan, yet I want my wife to be happy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
But at the end of the day, I just don't care. When they play something, like when they play, if they had played Northwestern or anything from Chicago or anything from Georgia, sorry. when the Tigers were playing the Cubs or the White Sox, sorry. You know, but if I got no team in the fight, I want them to win. I want you to be happy. But they've got a quarterback now at Patterson. All of the old coaches' picks, this is all Harbaugh's team right now. And what we're seeing this year is an opportunity. And the opportunity may have come from Urban Meyer's hiccup earlier in the year, him not being there for the first three games, even though they didn't really lose. But there's just the Geiger counter's a little off with Ohio State this year.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a little off, you know, to where you don't see them being that power. First
of all, the problem with Urban Meyer and whatnot, the perception and the fact that he's back, how people may feel about the program, the fact that they kept him, hung on to him regardless of what people may say and what rocks people may throw at him. But then they go and lay an egg and just get flattened at Purdue. And I think a lot of people still can't get past that. I know I can't.
No.
Purdue and you got smashed, yeah. You know. So that's the thing that gets me about Ohio State.
So they're at number 10, 8-1 right now. Just that one loss, but a bad one loss. Michigan's loss came with the team that's sitting right above them. So that's all good.
Yeah.
There's two teams I'm no longer putting my eggs in their basket. And Notre Dame's one, and the other one is right behind Georgia. And they barely squeaked out against Oklahoma State last night, and that's Oklahoma.
Yep.
They have disappointed me year after year. So I don't care. They can go kick rocks, as you said. are the two teams.
No love for Oklahoma?
No love for Oklahoma. I got none.
Wow.
Over there in Tornado Alley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.